Well, in the meeting tomorrow, yes, I can do thank you, Sarah. And I'll talk to you about that.
Good. Okay, open floor public comment. It's always our first item.
In case you want to leave, you know.
I was here at last meeting, the PSAS meeting, to meet some of the members of the task force to hear what they have been tasked with. And then I went back for the first time in almost years since we spoke. And I must be really stupid. I do not have any of the links to any of the meetings. Where do I look online for?
Oh, for the task force?
No, for our village, these meetings, the minutes. I couldn't find
no.
them. I don't have them online.
No, but I usually upload the video
or
the audio of each meeting. But yes, we will get around to that.
It's a law.
I have looked into options
to put on
together. So we can maybe use like AI to transcribe things for us. I
yeah,
think that might be
that's a good idea. Actually, it's really super cheap and
yeah.
Balance and it's accurate enough for all purposes.
Because I've tried to listen to the audio, but if it's just like a player, I don't know what you guys are discussing or when, and then to like jump around, not that convenient.
There are programs that are really built simultaneously, do the audio.
Yeah. And then we can review it if that got the point across.
Good idea. So, how do you move on? I've just got advertising for it. I'll talk to you about it. I have one that I use for my work.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I have a service I use. It's like $11 for 1 hour.
It's very cheap.
Yeah.
Conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And that's shockingly good results.
Yeah.
Well, Happy Scribe website.
What's it called?
Happy Scribe.
Scribe. Okay.
Yeah, you just upload your MP3 file to it and they send you back a doc file.
Samples.
When's the most recent time we've had our webmaster update anything? Because I've also noticed our calendar is 2023. So say something like I want to check in. Okay, am I available for all the town hall meetings? They're not up that are to date.
It's in the plan to do all that. We talked with them. That came up at the task force.
Mm-hmm.
But we should talk to Tim about how we can automate the process.
That'd be good. It's like a monthly update.
Any other public comment?
Is it worthwhile to do old school and post it on, like we posted at Old Village Hall? The calendar was posted on? Is that helpful?
Well, the calendar we always is always e-blasted. And it's always on the Facebook group.
And I guess when it was an Old Village Hall, like we were living
where
we
had the
that's very school rooms. But it is just that the mail, nothing difficult on the same, it is on. They have to be put stuff
on. To put the meeting on?
Yeah, the minutes online, yeah. I can forward it to Julian.
Yeah, send us that because I thought you just have to have the minutes available for people in Village Hall.
Well, we used to have it recorded and we still have it recorded as an audio file and that you can come in and listen to it or you can make the download, you know, of the audio available. At least that's how we used to do it.
Okay. Motion to approve the warrant, the warrants.
You already approved them? Okay, motion to approve the vouchers.
There's nothing unusual this month. Anyone cares, their lists up here. But it was pretty much our standard month. Garbage, recycling, O&R. The one thing that always irks us is the water bill. It's ridiculous, yeah. We pay over $3,000 a month for the hydrants. And it's just exploitation.
Comes with mud, no extra charge.
Did you make a motion?
Oh, motion in a second.
Setting the vouchers, yeah.
Okay, now the next thing on the agenda is resolution to appoint Robert Noble as Associate Justice. The reason for this, we've been trying to find a permanent Associate Justice for him. The reason we're bringing Bob Noble in temporarily was because we have a big backlog from the COVID era, where our current justice, Judith Bachman, was the associate judge, and she sent out all the letters with tickets, you know, for fines. But then she ascended to the bench, and so by law, she can't do both. She can't be the person who sent out the ticket and the person who adjudicates it. Am I explaining this well?
Yes, except she was prosecutor,
Right, she was prosecutor, right. She was serving as prosecutor. Now she's the judge. So on the ones where she was prosecutor, she can't now sit in judgment on them. So we need an associate justice who will serve as prosecutor for these. And there's a lot of money at stake because it went on for quite a while. There was no court. And then at the time, Trish was justice, and she resigned. Judith was the associate justice slash prosecutor. So we're going to make a lot of money on this.
And what are the cases?
These were all mostly 99% probably traffic.
They're mostly tickets given out on the throughway.
Yeah.
They're speeding. Speeding tickets.
And we are the bridge out?
We get half the throughway. The bridge.
Oh, because we deal with the noise?
No, because the judge is technically in Grandview. Like, they had to come to us once for a building permit.
Yeah. Oh, interesting. Yeah.
But the bridge is in Grandview.
Which is actually in Grandview.
Yeah.
So we have jurisdiction over like a third of the bridge, and with anybody who's speeding, it's not quite in half, but it's about a third of the way out, and so then it crosses those, you know, jurisdiction lines, and then we get that revenue.
Sometimes it's bigger stuff, like if they stop somebody and there's drugs in the car, we've had people brought in shackles and
Chevy Chase was even brought in for a brawl.
Now they kicked. It's kicked up to the state, county, or state court.
He's got a short temper.
On the bridge, has to start in our court, and then if it's traffic, we can get the money.
And people are willing to pay, or we are even entitled to something so delayed from 2020.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Huh?
There's 200 tickets.
Okay.
Can we get any of the toll money?
No.
No.
But I motion to approve Rob Noble. I know. Okay.
Resolved that Mayor appoints Robert Noble as Associate Justice for a term expiring April 14, 2025. Resolved the Mayor's appointment of Robert Noble as lawyer as Associate Justice for a term expiring April 14, 2025 is hereby approved. Yes, for anything,
setting
all in favor.
Aye.
Now, can you still
I just wanted to ask one other question. Can we have an alternate in case we have some other?
It's under discussion, but we'd love to have somebody who volunteers to be the Associate Justice. Doesn't necessarily have to be a lawyer, but they have to take training, but it's not that complicated, the training.
Just,
like, yeah. How long is the training?
So, I think actually probably online.
Oh, it's probably online.
It's good to have an alternate associate justice, big Rob's.
Associate justice in case number one, if Judith can't make a court appearance, if she's ill or something. But also, it doesn't apply as much with Judith because she doesn't live in the village, but she can be conflicted out. For instance, she has her own law practice, and if one of her clients got a ticket in Grandview, she can't hear it. So you have to have an associate justice to hear anything she's conflicted out on. So we are still looking for a volunteer to serve as associate justice. Anyone has any ideas, please let us know.
The governor must be a Rockland County resident?
Yes, they have to be a resident of the county. Yeah, we looked into that. Okay, we do this every year. We have to change the January and February Monday meetings because they fall on Martin Luther King Day, President's Day. So usually we go with the following Tuesday. January. Okay, so Martin Luther King Day is the 13th. Well, how are we doing the 14th?
Our meeting would normally be on Fridays. We could do the 13th. We could do the 13th.
If our meeting's on the 20th, then there is no call. It's not Martin Luther King Day.
Yes, it is.
Which day? The 13th?
Martin Luther King Day. Then it'll be 20th. Yes. We could do the meeting on the 13th.
Could we do the 21st?
Oh, you want to do
the 21st?
Yeah, let's do the 21st.
January 23rd?
Yeah. In February?
Yeah, I may have a conflict on that day, but we'll see.
President's Day.
Okay, so President's Day is the 17th. Is that our day? Is
18th?
Yeah, how about everybody okay on the 18th?
Yeah.
Okay, so February we'll do the 18th. Do we need a motion on that, Doris?
Yes.
Okay, somebody want to make the motion?
Wait, the 8th of January?
February 18th, February 21 of January.
I move that we change the meeting dates to January 21st and February 18th. Second.
All in favor?
Aye. I may be able to do it, so we'll see.
Who's going to discuss that? There's a mitigation plan.
Okay. Next month, there'll be a resolution to the board. I asked Julie not to put it on for tonight because the hazard mitigation plan is several hundred pages. And I think I wanted the board to have some background on it before you make a decision as to whether you're going to remain in the program.
Do we have a choice?
Yes, we do. But the problem is we joined the program in 2010. Request is an update of that original program. The federal law has changed and the state law has changed. And the hazard mitigation program not only puts restrictions on us and requires us to do certain planning and work, but it also makes us eligible for grants from FEMA. And so some of the things that we signed up for initially have been done. Some of them have not yet been completed. I downloaded the whole thing and read a good portion of it. The only part that pertains to us is each municipality has its own section within the total plan. And within that section, it lists the various projects that we signed up for initially, what was completed, what remains to be done, and I expect us to complete most of them within the next five years. There'll be another update 5 years from now. So I would encourage you to look at the program online. And I've photocopied for each of you the portion of the plan that contains our project, the ones that we originally said we would do, and shows the status of each project, some of which are 100% completed, and some of which are only partially completed at this time. But again, I think there are things that we may want to do that we could get funding for. So take a good look at it and decide for the next meeting whether you want to remain in the program.
Could you share an example of a project that was completed that fell under this program?
We had a drainage project that was completed.
A station lane.
A study.
Right, drainage station lane, drainage in the park was completed.
Can we read the next one?
Did any of you
the emergency communication system?
Julie has a copy of it in her office. If you want to stop in and look at it,
yeah,
you can certainly do so. Public record.
Yeah. I'd be interested if those station lane posts can also fall under this. What there's posts on station lane that have fallen
station lane, that's like the walking path. So
path of mitigation is basically work that we do to prevent flooding.
I think this would fall under maybe like landslide or mountainside because it's hanging on a cliff causing, I don't know, maybe pressure. I don't know, you know, the science behind it, but it definitely looks hazardous. And I would assume.
The zone, there's a lot of. So the image where the cliffs is like sharp there. But this is not on the street, which is what the project was
that's
dealing with, which was on the street of Station Lane.
Yeah.
But we want to, include future projects to involve where the railings are and pylons and redoing that type of stuff like that.
Because I would imagine ripping them up would need to have some expertise on not causing crazy damage.
We try to reuse everything. We try to like to have them right set, put new cables and stuff on it. And that's been like one of my projects that I would like to do. But this it's mostly pertain to drainage with the street of Station Lane, not the walking path.
Okay. And River Road as well? Or is that handled by and has been handled by Rawthorne?
It's actually been handled pretty well. It's nice now.
So we'll get
really
time to review it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be major to look for. I'm going to be getting together with the mayor of Piermont just to discuss our mutual interests. Catherine.
Yes. A couple issues or areas. I had a meeting with Jeff and Edward who are both interested in the Belvedere building. We talked about the, basically where we are at this, which is great. They're especially having the architect input is going to be helpful. Basically where we are is we decided that we would clean up the site. That's like a, kind of an immediate thing to do. Also something that we're all interested in because it's immense. The Belvedere itself is kind of on the list to go after we do the improvements to the village hall. So we have to schedule that just for clarity, in case people aren't aware, the way the FEMA grants work is that we spend the money, we don't have a sitting in all the, we spend the money and then they reimburse us. And it's a pretty smooth process. I mean, we get like, immediate reimbursement, but so it means that we have to like kind of plan in a little bit of a different way than we would if we had the money sitting in our account, obviously. So we'll continue to discuss issue.
When you say the Belvedere, you're talking about the area around the bell tower?
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that. That sounds great.
Yeah, I mean, we're all excited. So we'll be talking about the first stage, which is a cleanup in the coming month. The second thing, and meanwhile, Joe Kay is working on organizing the improvements to the building, starting with the exterior. And we'll get a report on that by next month. The holiday party, Sarah Schomburg volunteered to be involved, which was great. She's very enthusiastic and into it. And so she's got some ideas, donations for the decorations, which will be great, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Since it's getting a committee together for the setup and all of those things. So the one thing we need to schedule probably is the invitation. Have you given any thought to it?
It's going to move it, but I've been able to move NY Homicide to another show.
So you mean the day of the party? Oh. Glad that you're So when do you think we ought to send out the invitation? So can we talk about that?
Well, that's
next
part
few
of
days?
It. Yeah.
It's 4 weeks.
Oh, it is? Okay, good.
When you send it out too early, you just send it
I know.
Before the...
Save the date on the...
This didn't want to... Was going to move it to the Sunday, but couldn't do it, but so far so good. So.
Got it. Okay.
Looking forward to it. Invited Julia Polinsky to come.
That's nice.
Because I saw her in the show, right? Perfect turkey.
Might as well go.
So I donate my turkeys, my you know, whatever
say about
things.
You know, I had something before.
I make tons of turkey and quiches and a whole bunch of stuff.
So the one thing I left out is since everyone dying to know why the bridge is green.
Oh,
it's because it's National Injury Prevention Day. So
that's all green to me.
I don't know.
Really?
Unless it's like gangrene.
Don't mean to file your claim.
Regarding their opportunity with organizing with the one donates, do we have any input on
right.
that?
Yes, I spoke with Doris about that. And why don't you say what you told me about the donations from companies.
Yeah. In order, if somebody wants to donate something to the village, they should put it in writing and specify exactly what it is they want to give. And then the village board would review it and see if it's feasible to accept. As I said to Catherine, usually people donate things. I hesitate with services because it's too easy for it to go wrong and for it not to be what the village board is looking for. Because when somebody donates something, they're really doing you a great big favor. And so that's why I said, you know, you really have to pin it down to exactly what it is they want to do and what they expect in return, if anything. And then the village board can consider it. But I I personally don't think it's a great idea. As far as services are concerned. Because there are too many things that can go wrong. Particularly with landscaping or cleanups or stuff like that. Because, you know, when the village goes out to bid and hires a contractor, our request is very specific. They also must put up insurance and certain guarantees. We get warranties.
And then which is prevailing labor and wages, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's my understanding that this company has built for Rockland County parks and rest places for seniors, things like this. And when we were putting our heads together, you know, it was like, oh, we're going to cover this cost, you know? And that's why if the idea came, what if there is a donation of, you know, the bills or, you know, the Belvedere walkout? And then, I mean.
And we have a grant. It's not going to cost the taxpayers anything.
Yes, but.
We have a grant, but that's what. It's a little bit mushy at this point because we're not sure how much money we ultimately will have left for the Belvedere. And I don't have any idea how we don't really know how much it's going to cost to do it. It's a little, probably a little premature to talk about long donations, but it's possible that we might want a donation, you know, at some point along the way. We have so many requirements, it would have to be, you know, as you say.
Very specific.
Yeah, very
specific. It's insane. Even anything with the state, you know, under state or federal funds has so many strings attached. Like when we were doing this project, this building and the acquisition of the property, it can drive you crazy. Oh, before that, when we were talking about building when the old site, you have this thing called a Wicks law in New York State, which is absolute insanity. But you can't just hire a general contractor and say, build this. You have to have separate contracts for HVAC, for electrical, for plumbing. It's just disastrous. But, so you don't get money from the feds or the state without a lot of strings attached.
What? Would you proposing a maintenance of, or actually proposing the construction of the project?
So, I mean, of course, it's so fresh, but the idea was for the bills.
Oh, for the bills.
Well, they can bid even
bid. Why don't you, yeah, you guys can bid on it.
They could bid, this is, which would be different than a donation.
Yeah.
I mean, we.
You could bid love.
This is the project.
That'd be
a donation.
Because it's a public space, and that's what, you know, make their eyes, you know, got their attention. I said, well, we love to give back to the community. This is something that we do very often, and that would be more of interest than actually.
Who is this? Can you say who?
Scott Purdy of Purdy's Group.
Who?
Scott Purdy of Purdy's Group. He was born and raised in Rockland and was listening to. So
well, that's a really nice sentiment. You know, we really appreciate it.
So, and I think that's a good relationship too. So,
I've heard it be. I've heard it be. Yeah.
No, he started his business mowing lawns, and then he like started employing kids after school to work with them, and now he's got this.
Is that the new neighbor at 99?
No, that's Scott.
That is Scott too. That's the Scott too. Because he's building it. Yeah, yeah. He's building. He's in the building. Scott yeah.
No, but I think that they. They hired Purdy's Group to build the support for their property.
Well, I think at this point it's almost as if we could bid out to do the job, so it doesn't necessarily need to give it away. But I think Catherine Brady is kind of still out there.
It's a little quick. We don't know what the job is yet.
Right.
I mean, it's, you know, we don't have a design for the job. We don't have a group. But that would be certainly one way.
Yeah, if you guys want to get your hands in, we have to figure out what's going to cost and what the engineer or architect is going to come up with.
Is the architect already determined, or that one
No.
did, or created?
No, it's us determined, yeah.
It's all at the end of the repairs that are done here, as to what the budget's going to be.
First we do this, and then we have to move on to the next.
However, the cleanup, which is a small piece, what do we figure, 10,000 bucks or just at the most?
Right.
Is something that we can go ahead with, I think, just for the physical.
But sanity of the neighbors, yeah, the same.
It's also prepping on the site too. I mean, some of the cleanup.
Yeah.
Are we planning on that for cleanups, or is it something that, what Brian would, is that something Brian would do?
No, this is a grant project, so I don't know. We have to talk about it, but probably we may not have to bid, we don't have to bid out a certain amount of, if it's below a certain $3.
Okay. Would this be something that we could, share with, for instance, Curtis or Brian or anyone else's landscape that we know and trust to, come in and do, or does the village have someone here? If somebody
No, we don't. When we have specially ready.
Yeah, then we know whether we have to.
Send them out to anybody who wants.
So
And we get bids in for what specifically is in our request.
Okay.
If you have people who might be interested, you should leave their name, number, and contact information with Julie, so that when this stuff does begin to roll out, they'll be included on the list.
Be on the bidder's list. And be on the bidder's list. All they have to do is give up their name and their address and tell us what their specialty is. And Julie keeps a list, and every time we need something done and we request bidder, they could be notified.
So now is a perfect opportunity to do a fall cleanup on that space, right? So is that something that we could start looking into this coming week? Or this week, I'm so sorry. Because it hasn't been cleaned up since I've lived here, it's going on 3 years, so.
It hasn't been cleaned up since 2018. Since they tore down the old, yeah. No offense, you know, I respect everyone at the table, but it's true. Not been really cleaned in a long time.
I mean, is that something that, like, I could start working on as a task force member with, you, Catherine, or John? I mean, who would be the person if you guys?
Well, I think probably Joe Kay would need to be involved also.
Okay.
Right. I mean, I don't know who's.
Okay. Just remember, the problem that a lot of our landscapers, the local landscapers, face is that if it's FEMA money, they're going to demand to be prevailing wages, big insurance
reports, lots of reports,
and a lot of reporting.
Okay.
So a lot of them don't want to take that on. If they're willing to, fine.
Just clean up, though, like just doing a ball
even
cleanup.
For that,
okay.
FEMA's going to demand. If FEMA's paying for it, it has to meet all the federal things and the state things.
Okay.
Because the money comes from FEMA through the state to us. So everybody gets involved.
But to be clear, to keep it clean and cool, hazard-free, we have to work with FEMA to the basic maintenance, or?
No, no, we have to work through FEMA. Just if we're going to spend FEMA dollars, we have to play by.
We might, I think where Edward is headed here is that we might do a cleanup, a basic cleanup.
Yeah.
It's just under our, not FEMA, under.
Yeah, and you can look at seeing the belt.
Yep.
So that
you
can
erase some leaves, take it off the line,
yeah,
take
cut some vines, stuff like that. Yes.
Okay.
Jonathan, your report.
There's not that much to report. The park is pretty stable since we haven't had a lot of rain, and so you know, no recent trees have come down. We did take care of the tree that was hung up on the edge of the village hall property and next to Jeff's. So that was done. They would be hiring a piano tuner to come to my house, and I wondered if you wanted him to come here to get the play your piano tuned up, or go take a look at it. I have a player so at my house, which we use in the holidays to kind of like have. It was actually the first form of karaoke because the music scrolls actually have the words on them, and you can sing along, you know, to Liberace or to, you know. You can see Liberace's hands actually playing that on the piano. So that was one thing I was going to propose, that I piano tuner come over here next day if you guys would like that. Let's see, I was going to discuss this wastewater thing and talk about doing stuff on Upper Station Lane. There's some other projects that we'd like to do that we haven't completed, but so far it's been just limited to road drainage, you know, where the street ends and stuff like that. But there's potentially more that we can get done. So
do you mind if I ask a question about what I did see that I feel is very alarming in my opinion? There is a pole. I don't know what happened, if this is a tree you took care of that fell, but there's this pole, and then there's like this thing holding it. Is that, looks really wrong. Are you aware of this?
I don't know exactly where that is.
It's going up the Station Lane path, and there's a broken tree that seems to have fallen onto this pole.
But I think the pole number.
You just sort of have reference,
mm-hmm.
not to pressure you or anything,
no,
just
no,
to assist, like what we all see.
Because
when I saw this, I was like, no way.
That's very. It's very rich.
Yeah.
It's fall in the night, and
because it looks like the tree fell, and then we just didn't do anything.
Well, it shouldn't have been
really
secured like that anyway.
So then,
it depends on who the pole owns the pole, which is not necessarily in Rockland. Sometimes it's telephone cable.
Okay, so we own some of the poles on the park.
No, we don't own. We don't own the polls, but I need the poll number to call it in.
Yeah,
and call it in.
Okay.
We can go look, but I can't look for the next 3 days or so because I'm on shows.
Yeah, there's another tree that's like hanging on. That's quite low, so
It takes a picture. Try to take a wide shot and then a close up. So.
Yeah.
I can see where it is, and I try to get to these as soon as possible.
No.
A lot of times, if it's not broken the wire, they won't come because it's not cutting off anybody's service.
And you saw some bungee cords holding up wires up there.
Oh, talk to French. He knows about bungee cords and rope and stuff like that. And that's none of our, we don't do any of that. Hold on, Edward. We don't do any of that, Swiss Family Robinson kind of, securing of trees and wires. They've been had a history of doing these like makeshift stuff through the woods and putting poles up where they're not supposed to, or putting illegal poles up, or not maintaining it. And it's very hard to get Verizon, AT&T, or Orange and Rockland to actually take responsibility for it.
So where do
we
sound the alarm?
We sound the alarm with the pole. Like, who owns the pole? Orange and Rockland owns the pole. And then we say, okay, whose utility is up there? Who wants to, have their utility cut off or make this pole break? Mm-hmm. Do you want this pole to stand up? Okay, we'll send out some people to make the pole stand up.
Another thing you have. More to report?
Just one more thing, and just about, I didn't know if we had a village party budget. I think we did, but I just wanted to.
$1,000.
$1,000.
Motion.
Motion for.
Well,
Can I ask a quick question?
Oh, sorry, Edward, I forgot.
The work that you have a player now, that would be amazing for the holiday party.
Well, Larry donated a player. It's in his It's right here.
But really quick, but I never knew that those that from Station Lane you get to the path and or vice versa. And this weekend was my first time coming down from the path. I said, "Oh my gosh, we got to try this out." And my spouse was like, "Don't go there. That's not, you know, that's private." No, no, no. This is the way out.
No, it is. So it is one of the access points to the park.
I was I'm curious if task force and you guys have started working on, like, for instance, those poles, because it's alarming.
I call them pilots.
Yeah.
Pilots. There's some pilots that were installed by the railroad that have cables that were rails.
Yeah.
And it's not a whole plan to put a whole drainage ditch down there and to write those pylons.
Okay.
I've even rebuilt the wall that was breached way at the top of the hill. It's caving in, and we poured a couple, like, 7 tons of cement in there.
Okay.
Made a big wedge to, like, keep it, and, you know, packed in there. But, you know, it's an environmentally sensitive area because it's sheer cliff of sandstone, of sandstone that's been just, you know, sandstone's soft. So when it has too much water in it, pieces can break off.
I think it should be completely condemned until it's fixed, because it's scary, it's dangerous, it's not maintained, there's trip hazards. I can't tell you how many times I almost twisted my ankle.
Yeah.
This is very serious, and it's comical because we're dancing around the fact that it looks like this, and we're trying to protect something, but what we really should be protecting is the village, because we're in danger of getting sued by someone who gets hurt. I didn't know that was, we had access, you know, to it from.
I've been up close to it several times. When there's been, there was like 5 trees on it, I closed it.
Yeah.
There's been other things when the pen.
It's just something that it's not passable. I mean,
we can put a barricade there and put signs there. And we can do that, absolutely.
But, at least we have that,
but right. Actually, the reality is people just go through it anyway. But if you're somebody who wants to go past the sign that says "Do not enter" or "Enter at your own risk," which I wouldn't even say "Enter at your own risk," you know, that's certainly a possibility. The idea is to actually rebuild all those stairs, or some of the panels. So many stairs, because stairs are sometimes more complicated than just, you know, a slope.
There's no stairs there. They were all eroded if there ever was stairs. I never saw them.
Maybe that's
right.
Why I was like, I mean, it's just, we're not maintaining that. And I know it's fall right now.
It's a rugged trap.
But it's really scary and alarming that that's our property and that we could get sued by someone. You know, I know we have great attorneys are on our side, but I mean, when it comes to
I would certainly consider it.
No,
when I go up and look at the poles and stuff, be the first thing, like, to say, no, you can't, you know, you can't go. I know it's going to be a hardship though for some people that can navigate it and that want to navigate it, because a fair amount of people do go up there, but if it's a liability thing, then, and we have to do that, then, you know, I'll take that into consideration, certainly.
It is bigger than you. You're one person who work and did so much anyway. And we have other people that would try and advocate to make this a safer place. And I think we're terribly underinsured, just so you know.
The task force has stepped up to work with Jonathan on the situation.
It's not me who's going to do the work. I mean, I do a lot of work anyway. Stuff, but we'll get bids and stuff like that to, if we get the grants to do this kind of project, and that needs to be seen. It's been something on my drawing board for quite some time.
Has the task force, the people on that committee, contacted you to start working on that?
No,
are you on that committee? No. No. All right. Well, I think our task force meetings this week, so.
To do what?
To work with Jonathan on moving forward on getting those pylons
back
up,
yeah.
And
It's probably gonna be like the village hall and the Belvedere and like next spring, you know, something like that. Because it's winter and we can't, when the ground is frozen, it's gonna be frozen at some point if we don't have that much global warming. So, but it's certainly a good idea to put some plans in place and see what we can build.
So the process would be to wait for plans from you, get an accurate scope of work, and then open up bidding.
Yeah, I actually have already made plans.
Okay.
I've already drawn up plans and stuff like that, but we didn't have the money to do it. And the bidding that I got was probably all not relevant right now.
Yeah.
Like 2 years, 3 years ago.
Mm.
So.
What about the train stop that used to be on Old Erie? Have you guys ever discussed making it into like a historic recognized area for us, or maybe using any
there's this platform is still there. My dad used to take the train.
Really,
I used to see the train from my
I have pictures. Down
people used to walk up Station Lane to get the train.
Yeah,
it's called Station.
That's what those were originally for. The pilaster was that was the way the pilot. Like that was the original way to a little different. Yeah, the transition from River Road.
From River Road, plus my house had a path, but
that's cool.
Up through your place.
Yeah, that's
wonderful. We used to walk up through France.
Okay, let's move it along.
Yeah, that's the end of my report. Does anybody want an opportunity to come over? Or no?
Yeah, yes.
Okay, I'll see if I can get Stephen to come over. End of my report. Yep.
Okay. Just a moment. Village, the court clerk. Last Monday or the Monday before, I drove by Village Hall, and if you thought it was packed tonight, you should have seen the cars were up and down the river court, which means that we're getting in that court revenue. This time last year, when I first sat in, Julie said, you're not taking in as much money as you used to. But okay. So it looks like her efforts and her diligence have really turned this around. So I want to thank Julie for all of her hard work and support that on.
Well, that was a board.
Right, that was a lot of years. You're the one who piped up and said something stupid. Speaking of someone who piped up and said something wasn't right, we had a resident on River Road who actually had a sewer leak into the storm drain that we were notified of. The resident who notified us informed me that it had been going on for months and months and months.
Damn.
And in fact, it was a sewage leak that was going into the storm drain. Joe K. stopped by, called
Orangetown
Sewer. The resident repaired it very quick. It's already been settled for something that was going on for months and months. Sent an email out to everybody talking about the Boost Up program. And so what I want to do with your permission is take baby steps, and I'd like to leave this 5-gallon container in the back. So you're the building.
I signed up. I got my own kit.
I know you did. And so did Lorena. She got her kit. So I'd like, just like to leave, I want to start small on this. I'm going to leave this 5-gallon container in the back. I want to monitor how many bags are being used. So that when we do go, or when I do go to the county and the town, the county, I know exactly how many bags to ask for on a monthly basis. So we're going to do a little test program for the first month. So I'll let everybody in the village know that.
We need that for the holiday party, by the
way. Oh, yeah.
Like
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, we need more than like 4 hours. We'll have to bring our kids.
We got Julie and Gordon have put together a leaf. And I think leaf bags are a good idea. We just have to figure out, because leaf bags can't be left unmonitored completely.
Right.
So I had a couple of ideas. I was thinking that maybe since we don't have a secured facility, maybe we could bring them here for a short period during the high season. But I was also thinking maybe we could have a leaf bag pickup Saturday or Sunday, 2 or 3 times during the season so that people can come and grab. I also think it's important, like with the leaf, with the scrap program, that we have a sense of how much we need So maybe we would ask residents maybe to submit and let us know if they want to be fed, because a lot of residents have landscapers. So to say we have 100 homes, every home needs 100 bath or needs 10 bathrooms is inaccurate. We have 100 homes, half have landscapers, have leaf companies that come. So I think maybe if we could get sense, right, asking for a sign up to come and get my to read, so that you and get the bags that we need. I don't mind asking for the number of bags twice. I just want to know that we go back a second time, that it was because we just misjudged. We didn't estimate correctly. I don't want it to just bring a number and say we need 500 bags for the village and then have 480 sitting in the closet. So, because they're free, but they're not free. So
they're free at the Rockland Highway.
Yeah,
you can just go to
except they cost $1.25 to make each one. So they're free, but they're not free. They cost somebody something. And those are, you know, those are tax rates. So it's not one away.
Free to the seniors. I go get money.
But people in Piermont can get it.
Whatever you need.
People in Fairmont can get it from the DPW there. People in Nugget can get it from their DPW. We don't have a DPW there, so we're going to have to make it work. But there's no reason. And listen, if there are other conservancy wanting to save, why make someone drive over to Orangetown if the village hall can somehow, you know, get them to you during the season if you want? So, whatever, we should talk about it and figure out
where. So I said,
I used to
can't
take
leave
this from South Mountain. They used to just keep it on their porch, like right in front of the door. I don't know, maybe they had a camera, so it was considered secure, but that's where I would drive by and grab my
friend. Right. Well, we
stayed with 100, not 400, because
they
get old and wet, and you know,
that's
we used
my
to
point.
Get so why do we want moldy bags?
That's my point.
Here?
The point is that I think. When season comes, we should blast out to the village that if you would like us to provide you with free leaflets, please give us your address and the number that you expect to use during the season, because we don't have a lot of extra space.
Oh, we just keep them in here for that period.
Yeah.
No problem.
The last leaf pickup is in December.
Right, December 14th. So we'd have to work on this for the spring cleanup and then for next fall. But the other thing is that
you have to remember that you also hold court in here.
Well, I'm not talking about this room. We're talking about somewhere in
the the reason why I liked Saturday was because a lot of people aren't around Monday through Friday, 9 to 4, to get into this locked building at 4:30 or 5 o'clock. And a lot of people, especially, listen, we have a ton of different dynamics here, but I've seen people out with their kids doing it, and that's a Saturday thing. And you want to get in and do your leaves, it would be nice if you could have picked them up the Saturday before, and they're already in the garage. Or I just think that the business atmosphere, it would be nice if we could offer more than that, which is why I thought about doing this. Get a couple of Saturday, take a 4-year lease back, say we've requested the village to have a thing before we, you know, start storming.
Maybe we could do a little volunteer thing.
Yeah, well, that's what I think. But
go
to the library to help. Yeah.
Just wanted to add that just went to the Rockland Hunger. Instead of eating all my leaves, I put them in a big tar. Tied it up like a big burrito, put it on the top of my car, and I went there, threw it in the bin, pulled the ripcord, boom, saves your bag, saves the bags.
It's we're different dynamics in the village.
No, I mean, you can just add that as like an alternative in case you don't want a bag. You're just not screaming.
I guess I need to do my
it's why I'm promoting.
Why
is
anybody? Well, how do you have to do that?
You know, pick up.
I
want to
touch you
on that. You should keep the
people
on
other
groups.
Stuff I can't
fit. Things grow to be large. Sometimes
we are free. They were piled outside. All we have to do is drive up, pick them up. And I follow Dr. Gloria.
In the drive-in?
Yes.
Yes,
that's right. It's to bring one other thing up. just so you know what else I've been reading over the last month or so. Legal issues associated with trails, an introduction. New York State's recreational use statutes. And also going over to make sure that we are protected, okay? I'm taking on December 11th a course online, which is offered by NYMO, New York Municipal Insurance Reciprocals, the recreational liability legal issues. So this will inform me because I'm a newbie, and although I've been a homeowner for 30 years, I have 7 homes, 3 pools, a whole bunch of different neighbors. I'm not a lawyer, and I'm not a municipal lawyer, so I don't understand. Although I have spoken with Doris on several issues and several questions that I had regarding Hayden. I'm doing my thing. I also took a course on how to keep a playground safe. So, okay. Want you to know that we're on it. We know what our limitations are, and what our risks are. And we need to prepare or manage the trail so that it is safer and that everyone feels comfortable using it. And like it has to do with signage. I know we're going to be discussing some things later. Just want you to know, Mark.
Could I please have a piece of those?
Yes. You can have copies of those, and I can also get you on the NMON University. So you can take the regional trail courses. That's all I have.
Okay, Chairman's report. Nothing made up. We need to go into executive session to discuss some legal issues. I need a motion to close this meeting.
Motion to adjourn this meeting.
Second, sit all in favor. You're welcome.